Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Tzadi Tes, Zvachim 99a, pagination is 197. We have a principle on the second line, HaKohen HaMachate Osa Yochleno. The Kohen who can do the Avoda, that's the person who's going to be able to divide in the meat and be able to eat it that night. So that if you have a situation like the Mishnah presented of a Tevul Yom, where he became Tomei, went to Mikvah, he's not going to be fitting to eat until tonight. So he thinks he'll just jump right in and he'll be able to eat at the time that he becomes completely Tahar at nightfall. And we tell him, no, I'm a Kohen, I'm a Chatei Osa Yochleno. It has to be someone who is able to do the service during the day who'll be able to eat at night. And you, who are not fitting during the day, do not get included in that division. Now, the Gemara continues and defines HaMechatei Osa Yochlana, the person who's able to do the avoda, he shall eat it, and says it's not just that he's able to do the avoda, but he has to be able to eat it during the day in order to be able to be included in the division to be able to eat it at night. And this nuance prompts a number of interesting cases, which we will explore. We're just above halfway on the page, at the end of a line, Bo'i Resh Lamed Ba'al are the words that we're focused on at the end of a line, and that is Bo'i Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish asked, Ba'al Mum V'hu Tamei, a Ba'al Mum, a person with a blemish, and he is Tamei, Ma'u She'yichalku Lo, can he be included in the division? The basis of this question is that the Mishnah on the facing page, after it said that you have to be fitting to do the avoda in order to be able to divide in the meat, told us that Baal Mum is an exception. A person with a blemish, he's a Kohen, he's able to divide even though he can't do the avoda. He's an exception. Kol Zachar, and a special inclusion for him. And therefore, Kevan de lo chazi, a Baal Mum is not fitting to do the avoda anyway. V'rabana rabye, Rachmana rabye, and the Torah includes him. Lo shana, there's no difference if he's a Baal Mum tamei or a Baal Mum who's not tamei. Either way, he's not going to be able to do the avoda, so the tumah should make no difference. Mali tamei, mali Baal Mum. Or something fundamentally did change in this case over the cases that we've been considering, in that a Baal Mum, because of the ribui kol zachar, is able to eat from the kachim, whereas a tamei is not able to eat. And therefore, during the daytime when the carbon was brought, even though he couldn't bring it, but he couldn't even eat it. And maybe that's a factor, which we'll see. In fact, it is. That the Yochlana of the Pasuk informs us that it's all focused on the eating. If he's not able to eat, even if he was included, or we'll see, even if he's able to do the avoda, it's not going to be enough. He has to be able to eat during the daytime when the carbon was brought. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'eno ochel. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to continue bringing carbonos even when he's an onen, when he lost a close family relative. Ve'eno ochel, but he's not going to eat from such carbonos. And therefore, ve'ena cholek le'echol lo erev, and therefore he does not get included in the division at night, because even though he was able to do the avoda, but he wasn't able to eat. And therefore we see that eating is a critical factor, shmamina, ra'u la'achila bo'inan shmamina, indeed we need fitting to eat. And therefore, going back to our question, the Baal Mum couldn't do the avoda either way. But if he's now Tamei, then he's going to be disqualified from the division for eating of the karbanos, because the division for eating the karbanos is to people who were fitting to eat it. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol, even though he was able to bring the karbanos, is not able to eat, and therefore he's not included in the division. And the Baal Mum, even though he's not either way able to bring the karbanos, but he was included in the division, but that's only because he was able to eat. If you have a case where the Baal Mum is not able to eat, then he's not going to be able to divide to eat at night. A similar question is posed by the Gemara. Boi Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia asked, Tomei b'karbanos tzibur mahu. A Tomei, a person who is ritually impure, so he's not able to eat karbanos right now. But the question is regarding a karban tzibur, which is a karban that at times a Tomei would be able to bring. He wouldn't be able to eat of it, because karbanos tzibur, even when tumo hutra b'tzibur, even if a karban tzibur is able to override the tumo, because the majority of the Jewish people are tamei, but you're not going to eat from such a karban. So we have a perfect case here to ask the question. The tamei, at times, is able to bring the karban. This particular karban that we're talking about happens not to be a case of tumah, because if it was, we wouldn't be eating it at all. It's a karban tzibur that's being brought. But Rav Oshia's point is, sometimes a tamei does get to bring a karban tzibur. The avoda, at times, he's able to do. Ma'u sheyichalek lo, can he be, sheyichalku lo, can he be included in the division? Mi amrinon, do we say, yamachate yamarachmano, a person who can do the avoda vahanami machate hu, and at times a tamei in a karban tzibur would be able to do the avoda. There's nothing different in him. It's if so many other people are also tamei, then he would be eligible. O dilma, or maybe, roi la'achilo cholik, sheinu roi la'achilo eno cholik. A person, at the time that the korban is being brought, has to be fitting to eat. And the tamei, even if he's able to bring the korban tzibur because so many other people are also tamei, but he would never get to eat of the korban tzibur in his tamei status, and therefore he should not be included in the division based on the principle that it all has to do with whether you can eat. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, indeed, Tashema, Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'eno ochel. A Kohen Gadol can bring as an onen, but he's not going to be able to eat it. Ve'eno cholek lecho lo erev, and therefore he will not be able to divide at night, even though he's capable of bringing a karban, but he's not able to eat the karban. Shema mina, that the rule here is going to be ra'i la'achila ba'inan shema mina. We need a person that's fitting to eat. So we have the Kohen Gadol case of makriv onen. He can bring the avoda. He can do the avoda. He can bring the karban, but he's not fitting to eat, and therefore he's not included in the division. We have a tamei b'karbanos tzibur that at times would be able to bring that karban, but he'd never be able to eat from such a karban. And therefore, if it was brought b'taira, if it was brought correctly, he can't argue. I could also, under certain circumstances, have brought it. That doesn't help us. Can you eat of it, is the critical question. And likewise, a Baal Mum that's tamei argues, my Baal Mum status is such that I'm included even though I can't bring the karban either way. So now that I'm tamei, it shouldn't be held against me. And we answer him, it's all about eating. As a Baal Mum, you were able to eat. Now that you're a Baal Mum Tamei, you're not able to eat. And therefore, you're not included in the division to be able to eat at night once you're Tahar. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.